Hello, this is Brother Marlon again. I want to thank you for calling in, and I also want to give you a reminder that we have Saturday morning Bible study that is also on this line, so feel free to call in. Today, I would like to just share on the closing down a theme of the blessing of living that you could die anytime. Another reason of the blessing of living that you could die anytime is this. We do not know when Jesus is going to return. The possibility of him returning is becoming more and more real as the signs and times are closing down according to his word. But I want to just read I'm going to read some verses out of Matthew 24 here to give us a little bit of an idea. Not all of us are going to die. The Bible is very clear that there will be some that will still be here when he returns, which is very encouraging because there will be some of his children will be on the earth when he returns, which tells you that the church of Jesus is going to be alive and doing well when Jesus returns to this earth. We're not all going to get wiped out, even though we are going to go through some tribulations. But we don't know when the world's going to end. We don't know when we're going to die. But at the same time, some of us are going to be alive when Jesus returns. But what I find even more important than that is this. When Jesus returns, that will be the beginning of judgment. But if you were to die today, that would be the beginning of your judgment. That's not the time that you will be judged, but you will never have another chance to make your things right. Your judgment has good as started if you were to die right now. So it's important to live in tune with God and walking in the Spirit and keep your conscience clear and continue to keep that in your mind that I could die any time. It's a very healthy exercise. Matthew 24, verse 36, speaking about when the world will end. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Very clearly, my Father only. If somebody comes and says, hey, I have this great revelation, the world is going to end, and I know that in some areas right now, they're really going through this thing about this prophecy that Chicago is going to wash, there's going to be a great earthquake, and Chicago is going to disappear. Don't worry about those things. If it happens, God will give you the grace to walk through. If it doesn't happen, then it was a false prophecy. Either way, it's your relationship with Jesus that matters. And not only that, if somebody says, hey, the world is going to end in 2015, it doesn't matter. They don't know. But my Father only, God in heaven only knows when the world's going to end. I'm not even sure if Jesus fully knows. It says, my Father only. It doesn't say the Holy Spirit. It doesn't say Jesus, my Son. It says, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Whereas in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Very clear. Therefore, be ye also ready. Therefore, live as if you are going to die anytime. Don't think, well, I will deal with my sin in a couple of years. I will get right with God in a couple of years. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Well, I want to bless each one of you, and I just pray that you were inspired and that you realize that you can realize in a new depth, new reality, that our life is but a thread, and it's only God who knows when we're going to die, and it's only the Father who knows when this world's going to end, and that will be the end, and that will be the beginning of judgment in our lives. So be encouraged. God's grace is sufficient, and it's only Him that will take you through anything that you can face. So God bless you.